I want to play the games.
Are we ready?
I think so. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I haven't talked to you yet.
Huh?
I feel like I haven't talked to you yet. Guess we'll do it on air. I guess that's what our relationship is now.
No.
Just based on a podcast. God, so depressing. You ready?
Yeah.
Can't wait to find out about your life.
No, it's so boring.
I can't wait to find out about your life. Can we turn it up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe a little more? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Andy. That's nice. Hello, everybody. Am I on the... Can you hear me? Okay. I think my headphones are a little bit...
Should I make it louder?
Maybe not. I don't hear me, but... That's
your favorite part of the show.
I know, to hear myself.
What number are you
through? I don't know. It's hard to say. A classic beginning. Yes, wonderful. Oh, that's it. I think it's only in one ear.
Give me a little bit.
That's okay. I don't need this ear. Who cares?
Yeah, which one are you?
Wow. This is... How are you?
Is this it?
Do you feel good?
Oh, I'm four.
Wow. What a classic beginning.
There we go.
Yes. Dang. It's like every time we start even better than the last time.
You would
time.
Think we would do this before.
You'd think that we've done this over 700 times.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
I want to be able to do it so we're adjusting after the show.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're not the push and pause yet, hello, welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. This is Manolo Moreno. We are here. We are playing Dr. Game Show. Dr. Game Show, if you're new to the show, it's a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them regardless of quality or content. And we play them with an in-studio guest and callers from all over the world.
World.
Yeah. Wow, the echo machine's doing good today. So if you have an idea for a game, you can always submit at drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshow@gmail.com. And also, if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from our fans and our friends.
Yeah. How many emails do you respond to?
And especially, I love it when you DM me. I love that. That's my favorite part. Yeah. But so, listen, if you do have an idea for a game, you know, honestly, or if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Definitely through the proper channels, we'd love to hear from you. That's, you can call in, what's the number, Manolo?
I don't know. My name's in it somewhere.
It's 857-MANOLO-1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Okay. Now, Manolo, how are you before we get into it?
Well, you said that because we didn't talk yet this morning because I came late.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, well, nothing
Give me
happened.
Three updates. One.
On my way here, I was on the train and people were like looking at the ad behind me, like slightly above my head. And I was like, oh, it must be a good ad. And then I looked in the mirror in the bathroom and it turned out they were just looking at my hair because I forgot to comb my hair.
Okay, two.
I'm still making a lot of meat. Butcher box. I don't know. Someone said that they saw me do stand up, and my whole thing is just me laughing after my jokes.
That's not your
and
whole thing.
That's what makes it
so
funny.
Glorious. I loved it
okay,
so much.
Well, that's three.
Nothing's
happening.
Three.
I like boring.
What are you drinking? You're drinking bean juice or whatever
juice,
you're doing now these days.
Do you know that cold showers is a trend?
No.
So I tried that. You didn't know? No,
my shower doesn't work these days.
That's a trend too.
My shower. So I've been crouching down, showering in the
bath.
You
still do that?
Faucet. Yeah, it's really bad. I've been doing it for like a long time.
The bath faucet.
Yeah.
But it's like a nice place. Why aren't they fixing it?
I don't. I'm gonna try to get in touch with the plumber today. Maybe he'll call in.
I guess that's better than your previous place when there was poop coming out of the walls.
Listen, Artie, if you're listening, Artie the plumber, I'd love to hear from you, 857-MANOLO-1. Please call in. I would love to talk to you about my shower. And if you win, you could get a...
And your walls?
Custom magnet.
Custom magnet.
Yes, custom magnet. Sponsored by...
Sticker Mule.
Sticker Mule. Wow, what a company. Okay, so now we've chatted and chatted, but listen, the bottom line is we have an in-studio guest. And we have a lot of questions for you. because we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
So you might know. So there, that was a little sample. A little sample of the voice that's about to come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he's the official DJ of Butter Boy, which I co-host with Maeve Higgins and Aparna Nancherla.
Yep.
And Manolo was just on it. And,
he was.
And you're the official music supervisor for Problem Areas with Wyatt Cenac.
Music consultant.
Whoa.
Just
who is the supervisor and how do we knock them out?
Jonathan Hecht. You can go to the internet and Google him.
Yeah, and dox him.
Dox him.
Okay.
You report to him? Is that what? Is that why we want him out?
We want him out.
Because he's a...
Well, do you want to be the... just so we know before we get the chauvinist on Jonathan Hecht's
He's a fantastic guy.
Okay. No,
let's not dox him.
Okay, fine.
Joking.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. We won't dox him. Just this once.
Spare his
life.
Okay, fair enough. And then you're also a rapper and producer for Tanya Morgan.
Yes.
Wow. You are a busy, busy person.
Very busy.
You also read approximately 6 books a week.
I keep them in rotation. I read like 1 page per book, maybe a half a page.
Are you in Joe's book club?
There's a book club?
I'm not even in the book club anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I haven't gone to a meeting in a year.
Do they still meet without you?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Tight.
You could take her place.
Yeah, you want to get in there?
We're about approximately the same height and build. I can definitely
Wait,
sneak
so
on.
We have a few questions for you.
I thought those were the questions.
No, I have a few questions. Because okay. We've covered a lot of ground. I just want to know, first of all, one, have you ever made meat out of a box?
Meat. Oh, you mean like, okay, like, do you mean like take the box and turn it into meat or make?
Yeah, that's what I
mean.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever turned a box into meat?
Absolutely have not turned a box into meat.
Wait, do you guys know this new thing, sous vide?
Sous vide.
Sous vide?
Is it a person?
Yeah. No. Uh-huh. It's okay, you put your meat in a Ziploc, put the Ziploc in the
my
water,
friend has that.
Takes a bath, cooks some meat, even.
It's like a there's a timer for each meat.
Yeah.
And then you just set it to that, and then it'll boil it?
Yeah.
Boiled meat is not ideal.
But it's in a bag,
right? What, do you hate orphanages? That's what they love.
They like gruel. I thought orphanages love gruel.
No, they love boiled meat.
Ew.
Oh, they do love gruel.
They like gruel.
No, but it's in a bag, right? So it's not going to get wet. The what? It's just
what?
The, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the bag is boiled.
Not the,
boil in the
not
bag.
Not the orphans.
Won't the bag melt and like kind of like...
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Maybe it's
bag
like a
bag stayed intact. You know how hot... We should all try to put Ziplocs near a fire, see how long they
it's
can...
It's not just a Ziploc. It's like a special...
Are you sure?
Probably it's silicone or something.
Oh, dang.
That sounds like it would leach chemicals into the meat and make it even more delicious.
Yeah. That's
you have to... Yeah, do you,
BPA is my favorite sauce.
I was just thinking about sauces. You know like how like at Burger King they have sauces?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so it's like they come in those little containers.
Little cups.
How do they stay together?
The sauce?
Yeah. They don't separate. Don't you think that's wild?
Oh,
you
know, they special chemicals.
They take the lid to the container and put it on top where the sauce is still wet and it dries and creates a seal.
Ew.
And hermetically seals the sauce in the container.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff.
Oh, wow!
It's crust.
Wait, will you, I hate to put you on the spot, but will you pepper in several fake facts throughout the episode?
Absolutely.
And one real one?
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Do you play games?
Video games or just games in general?
The question is open.
I play select video games.
Okay.
Other than that, I can't remember the last time I played a game. Is racing a game? Like racing a person?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Like if me and you have a foot race outside, is that a game?
Well, it would never happen. So it's not a
game. Wow, that's...
No, yeah, foot race. I don't remember the last time I ran. Yeah.
You don't remember the last time you ran?
No, maybe I've never run. But
wow.
But yeah,
I didn't mean to single you out as like
okay,
so
I'm
about race.
I think race is a game.
Have you raced? Yeah. Have you raced recently?
No, but I want to race. I've been thinking about racing a lot.
Really?
Like running.
Yeah, like but not sprints. Like not like running for exercise, like doing like I just want to like find a person and do like
Whoa.
A quick Whoa. Run down the block, like race them down the block.
Oh, maybe we'll try. I don't know.
Well, can I ask you one thing?
Yes.
And you don't have to answer this, but do you think, right now, do you think that you're faster than anyone in this room?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, brother.
Okay, do you think you're faster than both of the people in this room?
No.
Wait, when's the last time you ran, then?
I think that you might be faster than both of the people in this room, besides you.
The last time I ran for the bus, and it was one of those things where you see it, like, crossing the block, I full-on sprinted.
Did you get it?
I did get it.
Wow!
And the bus, how did I do it?
Well, how long have you, go on. I have a follow-up question.
But the bus driver kind of, like, gave me this nod, like, man, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Like, he gave me the nod.
I did that when I was trying to get into the train, but I was holding a slice of pizza.
Oh.
And then I made it, like, right. It was crowded, and I made it right when it was closing, and everyone gave me a nod because my pizza was, like, still happening.
That's an accomplishment. Yeah. That, you didn't drip grease. You didn't, drop it.
Nothing. I just put it in my mouth.
Did you have a bag situation going on? Okay.
It was just in
just
my
an
hand.
Open slice of pizza.
Yep.
If there was a bag, dangerous. That would have been even more of a spectacle.
But it was contained. If it was
not like the pizza in a bag, but like a bag, a book
bag.
Oh,
no, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a bag.
Or like a what's that, saddle bag or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they would just yell at me if I had a bag.
I think it's kind of like that's why New Yorkers probably fold their pizza and make it more aerodynamic for running to catch the subway.
Yeah, it's like the fin on a race car.
That's like the fin, yes?
Is a folded slice of pizza technically a sandwich?
Oh my gosh, I love that you've asked this and I love that we're thinking about it now. I would go ahead and say, yeah, because sometimes when I'm eating it, I think, what would this sandwich be like if I just took two pieces of bread and put sauce on either side and put cheese in the middle?
It's basically a panini.
It's basically a panini.
I would say that it's more of a taco.
That's ideal too. I was gonna say we could call pizza open face paninis from now on.
Whoa!
Because
open face paninis. Dang, I forgot the word I was saying in the middle.
It's kind of an open face calzone.
You know, I used to make calzones and Stromboli.
It's like a pizza is a calzone without the last step.
There we go. Right? Wise
words. It's a lazy
words.
Calzone. Yeah.
Manolo's coming out with a book later this year with wise pieces of thoughts just kind of scattered
pieces.
Throughout.
Mm-hmm. I am a thought leader.
Yeah. Well, check out his piece on Medium, I Am a Thought Leader by Manolo. He's going to write it pretty soon, and it's going to go, what's the word, viral?
Yeah.
Viral, yes.
Yeah, it's going to
be bacterial.
Yes. Mm, yum. Speaking of, we got to stay away from measles. Yep. Okay, so we're going to play three games. One game's going to win. It'll be really good. Do you want to play the games? Because sometimes Manolo has openly admitted that he doesn't want to play games.
I want to play the games.
Wow.
We've been having such great conversation.
Dang.
Alex. We can put the conversation within the games. We can just.
Yeah, right. yeah, that's true.
Alex, really quick, could you make sure that Don Will's I Want to Play the Games goes before every episode of Dr. Game Show from here on out? I think that would kind of really add a lot of substance. Substance. Okay, so here we go. Let's see. This first game is last week's winner. It is it's a game submitted by Timothy Rory, and it's called Zooey Deschanel. Take it away with the theme song.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow. Ooh, that is a ooh.
Oh.
Zooey, Zooey, Deschanel. This is a game. Zooey, Zooey, Deschanel. Yeah.
Wow, that was actually not bad, and thank you for your help.
I really enjoyed the chords. The chordation.
The chordation, yeah.
Alex said he's going to get us a sous vide sponsorship.
Okay.
Wow, what a cool thing.
Okay, tomorrow's Instapot.
Instapot of tomorrow. Okay, here's how this game works. It's time to make a celebrity zoo. You go around the circle taking turns changing celebrities into their animal versions. You get a point for every celeb you can change. If you get 5 points, you've made a zoo. Make your favorite animal noise when you win. Example, Brad Pitt becomes Bird Pitt. Okay, so
I see what they did there.
Yes, yes, yes.
But if you put birds in a pit, well, no, I guess it's not the bird pit, it's just bird pit. Because like I'm saying, you can't put birds in a pit, they'll fly away.
That is, whoa, you should really collaborate with Manolo's thought leader article.
Yeah, let me do the foreword. Right. It'll just be four words.
Okay.
You can't put bird in a pit. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's talk to Sammy from Stowe, Massachusetts, who has Invisalign. That's what our producer has told us. Thank you. Sammy?
Hello.
Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
Is there anything else about you besides the fact that you wear Invisalign?
Well, I'm here in the city. I live out in the country, but I just drove around trying to find this smoothie place, and I found it, so it's pretty exciting.
Stowe is the city?
No. I'm in the city. Stowe is like in the bum dink of nowhere.
Bum dink? And then where is the city? Boston?
Well, I'm in Newton, but it's close to Boston.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that close to Northampton?
Newton. If you want it to be, yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
Sammy.
In my mind it is.
Wow.
Okay, then it's close to Northampton. For sure.
Okay, so Sammy, we're going to play with you. And we're going to talk to one other person. We're going to talk to Josh from Edmonton, Canada. Alberta. Dang. Is that like saying St. Louis, United States? Okay, we got Josh.
Maybe.
Josh?
Hello. Hello.
Josh, what are you doing?
Hi, Josh.
Can you hear me?
Yo, Josh, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. No, I'm just hanging out in my kitchen.
Tight.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Is there a reason why you're in the kitchen?
I was just doing some cleaning. Just cleaning.
So you're not making smoothies because she's getting a smoothie.
Yeah, Sammy's getting a smoothie.
I got a smoothie because I'm too lazy to make one.
Yeah,
no. That's
the best way to get a smoothie.
Yeah, what? I pay people to make smoothies.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Making your own smoothies is not the best. It's not fun.
It's not because I don't know the proportions. So I make a smoothie for 13 people, but it's just me drinking the smoothie. So I have 13 smoothies. Like, what do I do with that?
Exactly. And then you gotta what do you have to have like a bunch of like berries and stuff in your fridge all the time?
Yeah, and then you put it in your fridge and you're like, wow, I just left a smoothie and it goes bad.
I know. And it gets all brown and then it smells.
And then you're like, I don't want to drink this, so I just wasted so much fruit.
You should use less bananas in your smoothie.
I don't put bananas in my fridge. No, I left at least smoothies in my fridge.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's pretty sad.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on the smoothie.
Thank you. It's really tasty. I really enjoy it.
That's great.
Okay.
So.
Yay.
Yeah. So, okay, so we always want to play Zoe Deschanel. Okay, so sorry to break up whatever is going on, but can Stowe be that far away from Edmonton? Who knows? Okay, so.
If you want it to be. If you want it to be, it is as far away as you'd like.
Sammy, have you ever thought of having a person catchphrase and it's if you want it to be?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean,
she lives in a floating
castle.
Think
about it.
It can be your catchphrase if you want it to be.
Oh,
if I want it to be.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. Josh?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Let's see. Why don't we start off with Sammy?
Okay. Well, I got a little distracted thinking about smoothies, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What about Meerkat Street? As in Meryl Streep, but a meerkat?
Oh, Meerkat Streep.
Yes.
Meerkat Streep. Yeah, I see exactly what you did. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? I thought that was pretty clever.
Well,
pretty
Josh,
clever.
Why don't you, you know, you're such good friends, but if you could compete against Sammy, why don't you go for it, Josh?
Okay, what about Jim Barry? Because he'd be a bear.
Oh.
And I'm so sorry. Who are you referencing?
Jim Carrey.
Oh.
If Jim Carrey was a bear, he'd be Jim Barry.
Jim.
Okay. Nice one, Josh. Proud of you.
Oh. Or just a man named Jim Barry. Oh.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, right. Dunwill, would you like to go?
Yes, I have one. Mm-hmm. Leopard Nimoy, a.k.a. Dr. Spot.
Oh.
Okay, Leopard Nimoy. That's and good. That is that is based on...
He was on the show Star Cat as Dr. Spot.
Spot.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's pretty good. You really took Bird Pit to the next level. Okay. Well, I mean, can we do it again, Sammy?
Okay. I was not expecting to go twice.
Right.
That's okay. I can think of something.
Well, you have to get to 5 points and make a zoo, and then,
Okay. Okay, I forgot about that. I was so intrigued talking with my new friend, Josh. I kind of forgot about school, not going to lie.
Josh? Josh?
Yeah, I'm having trouble thinking of any celebrity
but
right
it's
now.
Okay. I can think of something. Okay.
Somebody
okay.
on the message
about,
board just said Miley Walrus, so the bar is set pretty low.
Josh has something.
Wait, I have one.
Yeah?
Beyonce. It's already in the name.
Beyonce. What?
B.
Oh, okay. Well, Beyonce. Yes. Beautiful Beyonce.
Yeah.
But
my favorite part about going to the zoo is seeing all the bees.
Wow,
yeah,
Josh.
Well,
yeah.
Josh, your sass is not appreciated.
Okay, sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it's a bee sanctuary that's called a zoo.
I don't know what
you two are
going for here, but this is, I understand what you're doing, and I see it. Okay, I see it.
Oh, because they're hanging out.
They're hanging out. Oh, yeah, they're hanging out.
No, but it's not Dr. Hangout.
Isn't it?
No, isn't it?
Oh, you seem pretty united on that.
Skipping your turn again?
I have a new animal that I'd like to add to my zoo.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Wow.
What about Samuel L. Jackal?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, after all that.
That's pretty good.
The lady doth protest too much. Samuel L. Jackal comes out. Okay.
Yeah.
From the movie Pulp Fishes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's Manolo, let's work on helping, not hurting, you know?
Okay.
Pulp Fishes.
That was helping.
Pulp Fishes.
Okay.
A nice pulpy fish.
I got one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Antonio Banderas.
You love bears.
Yeah, you love bears. Okay.
And I like your love of bears.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
What is going on? Okay, all right, okay, we'll just,
Halle Berry.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you going to keep that to yourself, or are you going to give that to Josh's bear zoo?
I'm giving that to Josh.
Wow, okay. Josh, you're getting Halle Berry.
Oh,
make
wait,
room.
I have another animal.
What's that, Sammy?
Zebra de Chanel.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
I was going to say Halle Berry from the movie Cat Wolfman.
Oh.
Helping, not hurting. Yes. Okay.
Cat, it's about a cat, a wolf, and a man.
Wow, a dog's journey for sure. Wow. So right now it looks like Dunwill, somehow you've done the most, but you're losing. So do you have any others?
Oh, wait.
Yes. What?
What about Lady Goldfish for Lady Gaga?
Lady Goldfish.
Oh, because right. they Why both not? Start with a G?
Yes, I think that's because they...
Yeah.
Oh, you think that works, Josh? Interesting.
Yeah, I do think it works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've got another one. It might not make sense, but Kobe Beef.
Yeah, okay, so we're... usually a zoo has live...
Well, you gotta have, like, a food court.
Wait, what about...
Oh. What about
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
No, you go ahead.
What is
going on? So what about Lindsay Lion?
Wow.
You're just, it's kind of like saying Whoopi Giraffe. Just because it starts with the same.
That's okay. If I want it to be.
Lewis,
Oprah Octopus?
Lewis on the message board just said Dakobah Fanning, which I don't appreciate Lewis any input at all. But
that was good.
Not bad.
Cobras fan out, too, like the things, like when they get mad.
Yeah.
I just did the fanning.
Could you just describe that for our podcast listeners?
I lifted my hands and cupped them over my ears and just spread them out.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a classic.
If you guys could picture that. That's,
Do it at home.
Okay, so
what about
yeah, Josh?
Walt Grizzly.
Wow, really expanding your
How much do you know about bears?
Like three things. Basically.
Give us the three things you know about bears. Mm.
What's that?
What three things?
Yeah, what things?
I'm very curious.
Some of them are grizzlies.
Okay.
Yep.
Some of them are polar bears, and they're all very scary.
Wow.
Did you know about the species of bear that they have this sort of like stomach thing where if they
like a marsupial?
Sort of like if they love you and care about you, it'll like glow and shoot radiate the happiness. I'm not sure what species are
interesting. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That must be a true fact. Interesting. Yeah. Could be a true fact.
I never heard that.
Mm, but
I have another celebrity I'd like to add to my zoo.
Okay. I think this game should be over, but okay, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Lana Del Manta Ray.
Okay, wow. Really?
Two.
You could say, llama?
Llama?
No, Lana, as in Lana Del Rey.
No, but let's just make it llama.
Llama Del Manta Ray.
Oh, I see what you did there. Manta Ray.
People love when two animals are friends. So
that's my favorite one so far. Wow. That's my favorite.
What about
Llama Del Manta Ray?
Llama Del Manta Ray Leno.
Okay. If you want it to be.
From the
we don't want it
Tonight
to be.
Owl
we,
you know,
no,
show.
No.
Also, Stingray Romano.
Okay, we're ending this Romano game. This game is over. Okay. Goodbye. Josh and Sammy, I really hope you stay in touch.
I really hope as well.
Josh?
Really
from the show,
to meet
Everybody
Josh.
Doves Room.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Enjoy the rest of your smoothie.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, thank you. I'm still eating it.
Making me sick.
But it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's getting to a better consistency now. So.
Wait, you're eating the smoothie?
A smoothie bowl.
Okay.
Oh, because of the bananas?
Somebody just said Jim Giraffe again. Ugh, okay.
I thought this game was over.
It is. Okay, you're both getting a custom magnet. Okay, goodbye.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow,
really had fun today.
Yeah, right. Okay, goodbye.
Smoothie bowl? I've never heard of a smoothie bowl.
No.
This has been
put enough milk in it or whatever.
Can I just tell you something that I just remembered just now?
What?
So my mom works at a school, and she gets the library books that nobody wants, and she gave me this one about koalas, and I read it last night, and it was all about this mom koala and the baby.
Guess what? Was it a novel?
No. It's a picture book about real. But can I tell you can you guys guess what the mom and baby's name are?
Kamala?
Mm-hmm.
Koala.
Uh-huh.
And Elizabeth Warren. Koala.
Okay, do you guys want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You're both wrong. I'm so sorry. Man. Mom's name, Frangipani. Daughter's name, Karen.
How did she get Karen?
Really,
the mom's really
it.
Traditional.
Wow. Okay. Alex would like to enter. Alex has a late answer for Zooey Deschanel, which is Ranji Dangerfield Mouse. And I think that's for
Ranji,
my dad.
What? Mm-hmm. Ranji?
Ronnie Dangerfield Rodney. Mouse. Thank you, Alex.
It's a good one.
Okay, so that was Zooey Deschanel.
That was fun.
Next game is called Doctor Theme Song. It's submitted by Lily Mastrodimos from Jersey City, New Jersey, original home of Doctor Game Show. What's up, Jersey City?
Yay.
So here's how this game works. Oh, sorry. Theme song. Go.
Doctor Theme Song. What are you doing? Doctor theme song. What are you going to cure? I don't know. I'm kinda sick. I need a theme for this.
Wow, you're really adding so much to this. Okay, so here's how this game works. We all know Manolo is the songsmith of Dr. Game Show, and he's about to write his masterpiece. You feel good about this so far?
No.
Okay. Contestants will help Manolo write a theme song to this game. The song must have a catchy hook, hot beat, and it must rhyme. Contestants will receive 2 points if their lyrics are accepted into the song and will be banished from the music industry, aka receive 0 points, if Manolo does not accept their lyrics. Players will receive 10 bonus points for performing the song in its present form and 5 more bonus points for harmonizing with each other. Wow, that's really what?
Manolo, you are the music industry.
Yeah.
No.
So you get 2 points if your lyrics are accepted. So you gotta come up with lyrics. And then
me?
No. I guess the contestants.
Okay.
And then 10 bonus points for performing the song in a present form. That's what confuses me. So the present form is...
I think we have to come up with the lyrics and sing them together, like We Are the World. Chain the lyrics.
Yes. Okay, that feels good.
That's not a problem. That's not hard. No problem. I'm not a competitive person, but we can do this.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk to, we're going to talk to Matt from Washington, Pennsylvania. Didn't even know where that is. Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Question.
I'm great. How are you?
Is Washington, Pennsylvania a real place or is it made up?
Good question.
It is a real place, and if you want, I can give you a visual.
Yeah, where is it? I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we need a visual.
All right, now, if you hold up your left hand in front of your face and point it towards your right.
Like, what? Okay.
In your palm.
What?
In your palm is Pittsburgh.
Right.
And right below your palm, towards your wrist, is okay. Washington, PA. It borders West Virginia and Ohio.
Wow.
Hey, Ohio. I'm from Ohio.
Hey,
okay.
Wow. We did it.
You did it. I've seen the sign for Washington, PA. He's right.
Wow. Is it real? Is it like off 80 or something?
79. Close enough.
Okay. Wow.
You were one off.
You were one
just
off.
One.
I'm always
80
one off.
Runs through the whole
Story
country.
Of my life.
Dang. Ooh, ouch.
Just one highway
ouch.
Away.
Ouch. Okay, so now, Matt. I think you have to come up with lyrics to a theme song for a Doctor theme song, and then you get 10 points if everybody sings it.
What?
But it has to rhyme and have a catchy hook and a hot beat.
So he has to instantly come up with all the lyrics to a song.
Yep. Does that feel comfortable, Matt? Does that feel good and comfortable? You could be banned from the music
incredibly
industry.
Comfortable. You have no idea.
Okay, great. Okay, Matt.
So.
Okay, Matt.
All right. Yeah.
He doesn't even get a suggestion.
I have no idea right now.
The suggestion is Dr. Theme Song.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Yes?
Driving down the street in my car. I like to go far on 89. 89 rhymes with 24.
Oh my God. What are we listening to? Matt.
It does not run.
No, Matt, just say Dr. Theme Song at some point.
I have to sing a theme song?
No, kind of. And then you have to sing the theme song to Dr. Theme Song.
All right, so I have to make a theme song up.
Yeah. What were you doing before?
For Dr. Theme Song, though.
She was thinking out loud. Or you can take a popular song and just sing your version of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
Hi, I'm a doctor, and this is my theme song. If you sing along, you will also become a doctor, too.
So it has a catchy hook, it got a hot beat,
what is the
and
catchy
it does
hook?
Rhyme.
What was the catchy? It was like, we got it. Yeah, it's pretty catchy. And it rhymed. And it had a hot, did it have a hot beat, do you guys think?
I think the beat was slamming.
Yeah? Wow. So I guess you get two points.
That.
I guess now we all have to sing it together for 10 points. Here
we go.
How
does it go, though?
Yeah, how's it go again?
This is the theme song for Dr. Game Show. If you want to be a doctor too, sing along.
Is this the same song?
Okay, here we go.
Completely
this
different
is
song
the, here we go.
Our second first time.
5, 6, 7, 8. This is the theme song for Dr. Game Show. If you want to be a doctor too, sing song. Ten points all around. Really nice. Okay, well.
I don't think it rhymed.
No, I think it pretty much did. Yeah, it was pretty, pretty good. Okay, wow. So nobody harmonized, so nobody gets the extra bonus points, but nobody's banned from the music industry. So, wow. Matt, you might be the winner of a custom magnet, because right now you have 12 points, and it doesn't seem like anybody can get any higher than that. Okay. I'm going to put you back in the queue, but you might be the winner.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you. Wow, what a terrible thing to call in and have to play this. Okay, so let's talk to another person. We're going to talk
to... Hope it's not anyone.
Hope it's not who?
I'm just imagining the callers, and they're like, oh my God, I hope it's not me.
Well, let's see. Owen does theater.
Okay.
So Owen from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Owen?
Hello.
Oh, it's the PA face-off.
Yes, the PA face-off. Owen, you do theater, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. So you feel...
You were hoping that you got picked.
You want to do this game, right, Owen?
I was hoping that I got picked. I wanted to take down the other Pennsylvania guy.
What's that? You want to take up...
I wanted to take down the other Pennsylvania.
We love competition here at Dr. Game Show.
The battle for Pennsylvania.
Dang, this is the classic. Yes. Where on the hand do you live? Where's Pittsburgh?
On the palm.
On the palm?
The thumb. Yep.
The thumb? Wow.
The thumbnail.
Whoa.
Yeah,
nice.
that's the state motto. I mean, the city motto, Pittsburgh, the thumb of Pennsylvania.
The thumbnail of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay, so now, here we go, Owen. You have to come up with a theme song to Dr. Theme Song. Take it away.
Okay. This is Dr. Theme Song. It makes me want to scream long. It makes me want to dream strong. It's Dr. Theme Song. It's Dr. Theme Song.
Wow.
That
was... Owen, do you mind calling in every episode, 3 times an episode? Wow, that was really good. So, do you think that had a sick,
thank you
hot
so much.
Beat, catchy hook, and rhymed?
Yeah.
Wow, you got 3 yes, so that means you got a total of 2 points so far, but can we sing it along?
What were the words again?
It's Dr. Theme Song.
I'm gonna...
Dream long!
What? Dream long?
Dream long theme song.
There's...
He just fall.
Yeah. He didn't know there were stairs there.
You need help?
No, what were the words?
Yeah, we need help.
Something strong, long, and then back to theme.
Scream long. Scream long, dream strong.
Dream strong.
Oh, right, of
and
course.
Then theme song. Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
This...
Yeah, yeah.
It's Dr. Theme Song.
I wonder. Dream Song.
Nice.
That was a harmonized.
Wow, the delay really worked for us there. That was very nice.
I think we harmonized too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's
that's harmony.
Really good. So that's. Oh, wow. So, Owen, you harmonized. So that's a bonus of 5 points. You get 17 points. Owen.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
That's a lot.
Wow, you really showed it to Washington, Pennsylvania's Matt. Dang. Whew. Okay, so...
Yeah, that feels about right.
Wow, Owen, love that Pittsburgh energy.
Pittsburgh
okay,
proper.
So now we're going to...
No energy.
Yeah, we love that. Okay, so now, Owen, we're going to talk to one other person from Pennsylvania before we go. Okay, goodbye. You might be the winner. It's possible.
Okay, bye.
Okay, now you haven't gone, Don Will, so Do you want to go last or after this? Do you want to go after this Pennsylvania caller?
I want the Pennsylvania block to, unless you want to save the Pennsylvania caller for the finale.
No, we're going to, I wonder, we have one more Pennsylvania caller.
Let's get that Pennsylvania guy or gal.
Alex from Lillitz, Pennsylvania, who just discovered old chili in the freezer.
Ew.
Alex?
Yeah, I did.
How old is said chili?
Well, it was discovered.
I mean, I think I made it in February.
Oh, wow.
Probably, but, it lasts like 6 months in the freezer, probably.
Where in the hand?
Yeah, it was good.
Where in the hand do you live?
Yeah, where in the hand is Lillitz?
I have never heard of this hand trick for Pennsylvania before. I thought that was only Michigan, but I think if
you pointed the hand to the right,
yeah,
sideways.
I think I'd be like on the middle knuckle of the ring finger. I think.
So you're an East Coast Pennsylvanian.
So near Harrisburg. Wherever that is.
Interesting.
He's an old school map kind of guy. He doesn't do this newfangled hand.
No, we don't do the hand. We don't do the
right. Exactly.
Well, Alex, do you feel comfortable competing and representing Lillitz in the battle between Pittsburgh and Washington and Lillitz?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I guess it's, yeah.
This is very Game of Thrones.
Feels pretty good. Topical. Dr. Theme song. Okay, Alex, here we go. Alex?
Is it all right if I bring in like a little bit of instrumentation?
That would be really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Next level.
Really okay.
This is like the voice now.
Just something I had nearby. Bring that in. So.
Just some. I hope it's a drum set.
All right. Mm-hmm. It feels so right, but we know it's wrong.
Is that a ringtone?
We can't escape, so we play along. What's this junk? It's Dr. Theme Song.
Was that a ringtone?
Was that last line, what's this junk? It's Dr. Theme Song.
Yeah.
Oh, because...
Yeah, what's this junk? It's Dr. Theme Song.
Because they're like on the operating table or something.
Could we...
Just like,
So, yeah, so...
Were the levels okay?
That was actually really good. Could we just get the lyrics one more time so we could be ready to sing it along?
Or maybe just sing it along.
Just one more time.
It feels so right, but we know it's wrong. We can't escape, so we play along. What's this junk? It's Dr. Theme Song.
Okay, here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. It feels so right, but it can't be wrong.
We know it's wrong.
Something strong, play along.
What's this junk?
Dr. Theme Song.
Wow. So what do you think, Manolo? Catchy hook, hot beat, must rhyme?
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to harmonize a little bit. I don't know if it worked.
No, I definitely think it did. And so that's 10 points for us all singing along and 5 points for the harmony. That's a total of 17 tied with Owen.
Uh-oh.
Wow, you're both getting a custom magnet. The only loser is Matt. Let's check in with him. Okay. Goodbye, Alex. So we're going to check in with Matt, the loser of this game. Jeez. Okay, here we go. So, Matt, you're on the line. Matt?
Hey.
Matt, you are the only person from Pennsylvania that lost this game. How do you feel?
Not great, but I will tell you that Pittsburgh is definitely in the palm of the hand and Erie is the tip of the thumb.
What about Lillitz?
Lillitz, he's right on. If it's near Harrisburg, it's right in the middle of your hand towards the ring finger.
So are you
I
like...
I don't know about that.
Can you make a map using only hands as shapes of states? Like, and we can use that in schools.
Yeah, I mean, he was right on. He was right on with Michigan too. Because if you hold your hand straight up in the air, you get a little mitten, and Michigan is shaped like a mitten.
Right. California?
Yeah, what's the shape of California?
Forearm.
Best of luck on that one. Maybe you just make a fist, like a weird fist.
Yep, that's a classic California shape.
Yep. And what about would you do Maine?
Just an M, the letter M, the sign language letter M.
Has any Italians done that where it's like, I'm on the shin of the Italy or whatever?
they just hand each other a boot and point at parts of the boot, so like you do your hand.
I wonder if they use that a boot as a reference point.
Interesting. So now, Matt, this has been very helpful. Matt, you, you know, I guess in a way you lost, but in also in a way you, you won. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you so
much. Because he's a hand cartographer.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say exactly why, but definitely. Goodbye, Matt. Goodbye. Okay. Goodbye.
Good work. Thank you.
Wow. Don't say good work. Okay. So we know what happened. Okay. So that was all really good. Dr. Theme Song. We just have one more contestant.
That would be me.
That would be you.
All right.
I've had time to think.
And okay.
I think I got a jam.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Theme song, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when the game's on you? Nobody gonna give you no game.
You can do the whole one.
But yeah, that was the creation that I came up with.
That was really good.
Original composition, melody, everything. All mine.
Wow, I just hope that maybe we could do one episode, a bonus episode where you do the whole song.
That's the opening.
I gotta pin that masterpiece. You know
what I mean? Yeah. Wow, that was really good. I'm gonna go ahead and give that a total of, you know, since I already said they won 16 points. Sorry, Don Will, but you still got.
You beat Matt.
Matt. I mean, that's the important thing.
You know, as Matt, I'm sorry. But, you know, we can have a rematch later.
Yeah. Wow. So we're just going to check in with, I don't know, Matt's gone. But one day we could talk to Matt again, tell him he lost a third time. Okay, so. That's the third time's the charm. We're going to do one more game.
It's also a word from our sponsor.
Is that the game?
No.
No, but it kind of is in a capitalist society. It kind of is the game. This Dr. Game Show is brought to you in part by Away. So I have this Away suitcase, and yes, it is a beautiful, young pink color. It's beautiful, and it's really smooth. You can bring it in every direction. The wheels turn. Never had a suitcase like that before where the wheels turn. It's kind of big, but kind of small. Fits in the overhead containers. I love it so much. It's got a hard shell, so you feel like a turtle. And it's, I love it. I think it's a great suitcase. I recommend it to anybody that's like, hey, Joe, do you recommend any suitcases? That's the one. I say that's the one. Away knows that everyone has a different travel style. That's why they make their carry-on in an array of colors, two sizes, and two materials, a strong-let, flexible polycarbonate and an anodized aluminum. That's right, an anodized aluminum. Design features include four 360-degree spinner wheels guaranteed for a smooth ride, and a TSA-approved combination locks to keep your belongings safe, and an optional ejectable battery to keep your phone charged. You get a 100-day trial on everything Away makes. Take it out on the road, live with it, travel with it, get lost with it. If you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund. No ifs, ands, or asterisks. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/gameshow and use promo code GAMESHOW during checkout.
Hey, real quick. Dr. Game Show is brought to you in part by Green Chef, a USDA certified organic company. Meal plans include paleo, plant-powered, vegan and vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. I had them send me a pescatarian kit, and I tried it, and it was delicious. The ones I got were meals for two, and I was going to share with Joe, but she's like in a mountain somewhere, so I just ate it throughout the day, and it was a real treat. Anyway, recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. It was easy. Recipes include pre-made measured sauces, dressings, and spices. You can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat. for a total of $75 off. That's $25 off each of your first three boxes. Go to greenchef.us/gameshow75. That's greenchef.us/gameshow75 for $75 off your first three boxes. Have a great summer, everyone.
So if you didn't know this, you can buy a personal Jumbotron on Dr. Game Show, which is where you can, for the low cost of $100, you can control our minds and voices, and we will say whatever you write to us, like a Jumbotron. You get it? Yeah. So this one is from Jay Frosting, who's obviously responsible for the Wikipedia, big fan of the show, big friend of the show. We like him. Jay writes, "Thank you for being nice to Joe at least once. Keep up the good work, some of you. Let's see. What else? Have you seen Fleabag? It's fun." Okay, so I agree with Jay on all fronts. I loved Fleabag. Love it when you're nice to me. I don't really know what he's referring to. I don't know when anyone was nice to me, but again, great, just putting it out there. It's like the secret. When you put it out there, it becomes true. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's been the Jumbotron.
We are the host of My Brother and Me, and now, nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on.
Hey, Max Fun listeners. Have you been listening to Max Fun for a while and you've just been wondering, where's the new Flat Earth podcast I keep hearing about?
Well, here it is. We give you all the facts on NASA's lies and how we know that the Earth is actually flat.
Just kidding.
This is Ono, Ross, and Carrie, and we join fringe religious groups. We undergo alternative medical treatments.
And we hang out with people like 9/11 truthers, flat earthers. We find out, why do people believe strange things?
We join them, and we tell you all about it. We have a lot of fun. We make a lot of friends.
Yeah, we do. We joined the Mormons. We joined the Scientologists. We got acupunctured. We got fire cupped. We got ear candled. We've done it all, and we're going to keep doing it all. Why don't you check out Ono, Ross, and Carrie at MaximumFun.org?
Yeah, okay, so let's see. This last game is called Lictionary. It's submitted by Aaron Gagne, or Gain. What do you think? Aaron Gain?
Ganya? No, I don't know.
Aaron Ganja. Gagne? Nobody gonna give you no game.
Classic name for Aaron.
Okay, so this is a family-friendly show, so everybody's going to be very family-friendly, and it's going to be just for kids and adults of all ages. Just saying that, as I say before every game. Mm-hmm. Take it away with the theme song. Let's see.
Lictionary, what are you thinking? Hope it's all family.
You really land the endings. That's what I always notice.
I always have to search for it.
Mm-hmm. That like was my favorite. My bad.
It was your favorite one?
My favorite part was... I love that last note.
Yeah, is that a note or what is that on the?
No, it's from the instrument. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah. Just so everybody knows at home, Manolo did hover his finger above a button as he did that noise.
It's light sensitive.
Light sensitive. So just so we know, Aaron is on the message boards, and Aaron has just informed me that it's pronounced Gagne.
I was right, right?
Aaron Gagne.
Wow. Like Gagne West?
Yes. Almost like Gagne West.
K-A-G-N-E.
Aaron, yeah. Pretty good job. Pretty good job by me. Really didn't mess that up at all.
What did you say initially?
So here's what Aaron Gagne writes. So my game is called Lictionary. It's like Pictionary, just with your mouth. The contestants will have 30 seconds to get a mouth feel of an object in the room. They will then have an opportunity to explain what the object is only by the way it feels in their mouth. They get a custom magnet if someone is able to guess what the object is. That person also gets a custom magnet. They lose and get nothing if no one is able to guess.
What a horrible game.
This is by far one of the worst games.
We'll see.
Being fun at all.
I can't wait to hear what people are going to put in their mouths. Keep it clean. Okay, so let's talk to Toby and James. And James was a guest on a previous week's show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember James?
Toby played in our live show.
Did James win big, or did either of the two win big?
It's hard to say whether anybody... I guess everybody kind of wins. You know what I mean? Hard to say. Mm-hmm. Toby and James...
Sure.
Are you there?
There's one issue about James.
He took a nap.
I've lost him.
Where did he go?
Are you guys in a mall?
Tennessee.
Oh, no.
No, I got lost in a mall when I was a child, but my brother's in Tennessee now.
Where did he go?
So wait, you're here in New York.
I think he got on a plane.
And he went to Tennessee?
Where's James?
He was already in Tennessee.
Where's James,
I think
Toby?
He might be on a plane.
Toby, what happened
He's
to James?
Gone.
What do you mean by that?
I was on the phone with James.
Uh-huh.
And then James was like, text me when they're on. Just kidding, I have to leave. And then he left.
Wow.
So he could be anywhere at this point.
What's he doing in Tennessee?
Oh, my grandma died.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. She wasn't very nice.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, too.
Yeah.
Well, Toby... You know, there's nothing that people want to do more when their relatives die than play Lictionary. So would you like to play Lictionary?
Sure. For sure.
Yeah, just remind me of the rules.
So you have to put something in your mouth.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Oh, okay. And then we have to guess what it is based on the mouth feel.
Is the person going to explain?
Wow, this sounds unpleasant.
Yeah. You're going to explain how it feels in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wasn't there a similar game?
I explain the feel, or do you listen to it like bad ASMR?
No, you explain the feel. Just so we know, just so everybody knows, Aaron on the message board who created the game just said, I thought of the name first and had to come up with the rules. So obviously
it's how great things are invented.
That's some thought leader level thinking. She thought and then she led with the thought.
Well, oh, yeah.
She might need a chapter in the book.
That's really the secret.
So, Toby, you got something? You got something in there?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit plasticky.
Mm-hmm.
But also metallic.
Mm.
And there's some holes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And a sticker. Oh. Sticker mule. and then most of the holes are circular, but one of them is more of a rectangle.
Mm.
And it is cylindrical. Mm. There we go.
Mm. Don Will?
A thimble.
I think it's a thimble.
No.
Mm.
No.
Okay,
it's a bit longer than a thimble.
Mm. Manolo?
A toy.
Okay.
That's very vague.
So is the description.
A toy thimble from Monopoly.
Toy thimble? You think it's toy thimble?
So we have a thimble. You know how that's longer than a regular thimble?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's Wow. So it looks like none of us have guessed it. Let me take one caller to see if they know. We're going to talk to Sam in San Francisco. Sam in San Francisco. Let's see. Sam, I believe we're hearing some noises, though, too. Sam in San Francisco? Sam?
Well, San Francisco.
Sam Francisco? Sam? San Francisco?
Sam Francisco.
Sam Francisco?
Sam, I've already lost one person today.
Sam? Oh, my God.
Well, you lost two people.
No, my brother, not my grandma.
Jeez, come on.
I'm sorry.
Sam?
Oh, wait, I hear someone.
Sam?
Hello?
Hello, Sam?
Who has a summer job?
Who's it? Sam?
Oh, Sam's busy.
Sam?
Yeah.
Sam?
Pick up your phone, Sam.
Sam, who has a summer job?
It's Sam? Like when the listeners hear us and the mic's on.
Sam? Okay. Goodbye, Sam. Wow, this was very helpful. Okay, so listen, Toby. Toby, I heard some noises coming out of the thing. I heard some noises.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a recorder?
Those are hit noises. No, but that's closer.
What do you think?
It's very close.
A flute.
Is it a flute?
No.
Is it a slide whistle?
That's very close.
What is it?
A regular whistle?
I would give it to you for that. It's an Irish tin whistle.
Oh my gosh, an Irish
What's
tin
an
whistle.
Irish tin whistle.
Dang. Setting the bar pretty high with Irish tin whistle. Hoo-ha! Okay, wow.
It was the nearest thing to me.
Dang, what a fun room you're in.
Always keep an Irish tin whistle by you.
Dang, okay.
At all times.
Yeah. Toby, you get no points, but what a good game this was. Okay, goodbye, Toby.
Okay, thank you. Bye, now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Remember Sam in San Francisco? Remember?
Oh, Irish tin whistle.
What's it look like? Nice.
It's like a stick, a musical
stick. A music stick.
Oh, a music stick. Okay, let's talk to Bill in Dallas, Texas. We're going to just do one more round of this because this game is really weirding me out. Okay, Bill?
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm dying with joy for being on the phone with you, Joe.
It sounds like you're really dying with joy. Yes, I get that sense. Do you all get that sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this how you expected it to be?
What, death?
What?
Or the show?
Death or the show, Bill asked.
Or are they the same?
You know,
I mean,
being
honestly,
on the phone with Joe.
Both are kind of meeting and or exceeding expectations.
Wow, Bill.
Especially the death part.
Wow, Bill, this is wild. It's wild that Lictionary has become kind of death themed.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, what can you ask for?
Lictionary
I'm glad
is like
I could bring a little.
It's like the Red Wedding.
I'm glad I could bring a little joy to the show.
Well, Bill, I hate to interrupt your death, but could you stick something in your mouth so we can play Lictionary?
Okay, I'm gonna get it really close up to the mic so you can just really hear it going in there. You ready? Can you hear that? Can you hear it? It's in my mouth now.
No.
We just so you know, Bill, we don't like this.
well, I believe me, I don't like it either, especially given what the item is. I'm going to describe it now.
Okay.
So it's metallic.
Okay.
It's metallic. One end is more narrow than the other.
Mm-hmm.
The narrow end has a hole in it on which something pivots. So it's, you know, it's like an axle. Hmm. The other end has a kind of a pin through it that also has something connected to it. Hmm. And the wider end has two kind of sharp edges.
It sounds like it really was a bad idea to put that in your mouth.
Yeah. Is it some sort of tool?
Yeah, it probably was, you know.
Is it some sort of tool?
Anything for the show.
Well, Bill, nobody's ever said that before, and I don't think anyone ever will again. Don Will wants to know if it's a tool.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a tool.
I guess you could call it a tool.
So it must not be a socket wrench, because that's definitely a tool.
Yeah, that would be probably a tool. It's
definitely not a socket wrench. And, you know, I have a large mouth, but not quite that large.
Wow, thank you so much, Bill.
Is it a flare gun?
It's not a flare gun.
It's great.
No.
Great question, Manolo.
Thank you.
Just so everybody knows, the message boards are all saying that this game is really, really maybe the worst game we've ever played. But Bill,
I'm glad I could have the honor of playing.
I mean, this feels pretty good. So Bill, you put something in your mouth. A lot of people are thinking it's a needle. A lot of people on the message boards are saying like a sewing needle.
That's kind of a tool.
It's kind of a tool.
It's definitely not a needle. The object has multiple parts. It's not like a single piece of metal.
Does it taste bad or good?
It really didn't have a taste. I imagine if it had a taste, it would probably taste bad given its function. But it really didn't have a taste.
Is it
cold and metallic?
Is it a plunger?
No, come on.
A metallic plunger?
Yeah. Oh. No.
Boy, Manolo, what is... Never mind.
Is it a whisk? A whisk?
A whisk. Is it a whisk?
It's not a whisk.
Did you put a whisk?
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
It's something used for personal hygiene.
Wow. Everybody's upset, Bill. Everybody is very upset. We don't know what it is.
Well,
someone on the message board just guessed shoehorn, which I hope is not the case.
Is it a Norelco razor?
No. Do you want me to narrow it down a little bit more?
Sure.
It's something for your hands.
Is it... A razor blade?
No.
Callus remover?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Fingernail file. Nail clipper.
Is it a nail?
Yes. Well, close. That's close enough. It's fingernail clippers.
Oh.
What? He didn't make it plural? Is that?
What?
He said fingernail clipper.
He said file, didn't he?
He said file and then clipper.
Bill. I did say clipper.
Then yeah, Donwell got it.
So
yeah.
Bill, that means you got it too. That means you both get a custom magnet. Wow.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was I guess Alex provided Donwell with some kind of goo that is apparently a callback to an... Thank you. What a good sound to have for a mouthfeel game.
This is the theme song to the Lictionary.
Wow. So thank you for putting that in your mouth for the show, Bill. Mm-hmm. That was very kind and generous of you. People are very upset, but just so we know, are you okay?
Oh, I'm great. I mean, I didn't accidentally swallow the clippers, so I'm great.
Good job.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
That's how you win the game. You don't swallow the object.
That was really good.
Yeah, I don't choke to death.
Nice. You avoided death. Way to go, Bill. You're getting a custom magnet. Nice. Okay.
Yay.
Nice. Okay. Goodbye. Wow. This is a wild episode. Okay. So, that was pretty good. I will never play this game again. Please don't vote for it. So now we've played Zooey Deschanel, we've played Lictionary, and we've played Dr. Theme Song. Now, what do you think is the winning game, Donwell?
I liked Zooey Deschanel.
You like that one? You think that's the winning game?
That was a fun one for me.
Whoa. What do you think, Manolo?
I like that too.
What?
Compared to the other ones?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay. That's what we like compared to the other ones. That's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So pretty solid stuff.
I started
stuff.
Getting pretty good at next leveling it like Donwell did.
Yeah.
We were thought leading over there, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more.
Yeah. Mm,
you do?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Like
interesting.
What?
The rock salt.
That's not an animal.
Well, isn't salt... There's not an animal. Okay, you're right.
It's a component to salt. A living human being. I don't know.
So it looks like, just so we know, a few people have already voted for Lictionary, which is upsetting.
Please don't.
It's pretty upsetting.
Please
vote for of game that you'd like to hear again. Right now, it looks like it's neck and neck. We'll take a call from Sean from Victoria, Texas. Sean?
Yeah, it's Shawnee.
Shawnee. Hello, Shawnee. Okay, so Shawnee, what game would you like to vote for?
I kind of like a doctor's theme song.
Wow, thank you so much.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, that is what it's called. Wow, thank you so much, Shawnee. Really voted for a game that was played, came on, didn't vote for Lictionary. All around solid work. Thank you so much.
Great job.
Great job, Shawnee. Call back anytime.
Does the vote count?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, are you registered?
Does anybody else vote for it?
No, you're the only one, but that means that it definitely did count.
No. But it counted.
It counted.
Don't worry.
It looks like another person just voted for it. Wow, this is happening.
Oh, thank you to that person.
Yeah, nice work, Heather. Okay, wow, thank you, Shawnee. Have a good day. We appreciate it.
All right.
Goodbye. Okay, so now it looks like people on the message board are turning against each other and now suggesting a new game called Dr. Hand Maps.
Dr. Hand Maps sounds like fire, though. I kind of...
You want to change your vote to Dr. Hand Maps?
No, I'm gonna stick with Zooey Deschanel, but Dr. Hand Maps is a strong second place.
Hmm. So right now, the Zooey game is winning by 2 votes. Dr. Hand Maps has 3 votes. Lictionary has 6 votes.
No.
I know. I know. It's really difficult. Wow, people are really not helping each other here. We need to get us a classic vote. Right now, Dr. Theme Song has 2. Lictionary has 7. Zooey Deschanel has 7.
Oh, no.
And Dr. Hand Maps has 3.
Can we bundle Dr. Hand Maps in with Dr. Theme Song? Since it was invented with Dr. Theme Song.
This is a complicated race.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting give Dr. Hand Maps votes to the theme song, but no.
Interesting.
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying, and combine them.
Well, what are the numbers right now?
Wow, the numbers are getting.
I feel like I'm at CNN as they're calling
it. It is at
right
CNN.
Now.
Wow. Yeah. So right now, Dr. Hand Maps is tied with Lictionary. This is wild. It's wild what's happening.
Should we put our efforts into Hand Maps? Because I could change my vote.
You want to change your vote?
Hand Maps. Yeah. Hand Maps.
Wow. Hand Maps. What is Dr. Hand Maps? Before we announce that it's won. I can't believe this is happening. Hand Maps is really...
Listen, we're going to come up with a name first. And then...
Oh, okay, classic, just like Lictionary. Yep. Okay, wow, well, it looks
successful.
Like Dr. Hand Maps is the unanimous winner.
It wasn't unanimous, but...
Yeah, it's pretty much unanimous.
Okay. It was just unanimous.
It's plain unanimous?
Yeah,
okay,
nanimous.
Looks like Dr. Hand Maps is the unanimous winner. Wow, it's really unfortunate. Dr. Hand Maps, congratulations to nobody.
Thank God.
At least we're not playing Lictionary ever again.
Who's the guy that invented the hand cartography? What was his name?
Matt from Washington. Matt,
I think that was Matt from Washington,
Matt
Pennsylvania.
Matt, thank you for...
Wow.
Ruining
Matt's,
the vote.
So Matt's, I guess Matt's technically the winner.
He's the winner.
Remember when he lost everything and now looks like he's winning?
He came back.
What
strong.
A story.
Matt, wow.
Yeah, all right, that's
what
a
Cinderella
a real,
story.
Yeah, a real
it's like
Rudy
an ESPN
happened here.
Special.
Dang.
Gotta do a 30 for 30 on this guy.
Matt, incredible work, Matt. I mean, I can't
Good
believe
job.
He hung up on us when, wow.
Because he knew he had gold.
Dang.
Like, when you know, you know.
He
you
knows the
know.
Power of no.
Wow. Matt? Dang. This show goes out to Matt. And, of course, to Sticker Mule. now, listen, before we go, I do just want to ask, Dunwell, do you have anything coming up that you'd like to plug? Anything that you'd like people to follow you on? Because people, I can tell that people think we didn't get enough. We want more.
Well, if you want more... Mm-hmm. Hold your hand up in front of your face.
Okay.
Tilt it 90 degrees vertical.
Uh-huh.
Put your phone in it.
Uh-huh.
Go to Twitter.
Okay.
And go to at Don Will.
Hey!
Bam, bam, bam.
Hey,
I'm on Twitter as Don Will, DONWILL, and you can find me on Mondays at Butterboy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing music. I have some albums coming out, but that's way in the distance, so it doesn't matter right
now. It does. People are going to be itching.
true, because hand maps is a game that will endure the test of time. So.
And just so sure. we know, what is the? Do you want to just pitch the rules for hand maps, just so we can have them for next episode?
So you have to think of the rules and okay. come back.
What
with
do you?
Them.
What's that?
This is the rules for hand maps.
Okay, think.
This is the rules for making the rules for hand maps.
Okay.
You have to like think of them.
Okay. Mm.
Your true thought leader.
So the game, Dr.
No,
Handmaps.
I got it. Okay,
yeah,
so
mm-hmm.
the states are, you can, you have to describe the shape of a state by using the hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough.
Or connected things.
Okay, like arm?
Like arm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
And let's say you were talking about Ohio. You can say, it's like your hand with no fingers.
Right, like connected things. And then, just so we know, is there a winner? Is there a way to win?
No.
And
oh, no.
No way to win. And then I give them a state, or they have the state?
I'm in a state of confusion, so.
I like the giving the state.
I'll give the state.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is quite the game. Really worth the win. Okay, Joe gives the state. Beautiful. Wow.
And so they get a point if...
If they even if... say anything.
Okay.
You know what? Let there be a winner. There can be a winner.
Who is the winner?
Nope, no more winners.
Okay. Wow, I mean, I think you're changing the way we even host this show. Incredible. Manolo, do you have anything to plug before we sing us out?
Just my Instagram is at Manolo something. Maybe something fun will happen on it.
Is that the whole Instagram? Manolo something, maybe something fun will happen on it?
Yeah, try it out. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay,
we'll
so
see.
If you could sing us out maybe with a new theme song, if you guys could collaborate, if you wouldn't mind. Maybe we could do the theme song to Dr. Theme Song.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Wait.
Special thanks
theme
to our
song,
sponsor,
song.
Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your
do?
First order
what
of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Thanks to our engineer,
what
Andrea, Kristen's daughter,
do?
Our producer, Alex Pop, and Dan, our intern, Baby Emmy, recorded at Fortunate
Nobody
Horse Studios in Greenpoint,
show.
Brooklyn. Don't come here. And our theme
it's
song
Manolo
is by Big
Joe.
Huge.
And they are gonna
subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook, Twitter,
and
Instagram at Dr. Game Show.
Song.
Wow.
I'm dancing along. Theme song. Game Show.
Wow. That was very good. Very good. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you for having me. I
you
had a great
so
time.
You were so great.
It was
thank
really fun.
You. Every episode, we ask Manolo where he goes, because he goes somewhere, and in order to find out, we have a little segment we like to call the Manolo Minute, where Manolo really digs into where his brain has been the entire episode. Are you ready, Manolo?
Fine.
Okay. And go.
I ate. Right off the top, I want to say I ate too many cookies, and I don't eat cookies, really, and I'm, like, crashing, so I better start, get it all out of the way before I just completely crash and just take a nap under the table. I could seriously take a nap right now, like, my dreams... that I have. I don't remember my dreams, but if I had them, they'd probably be better than Manolo Minute. But I did your show the other day recently, and it was nice because Donwell's like on the stage, and then sometimes he'll laugh at your jokes. And like I meant to like wave at him or say hi when I came out, but I forgot. And then he didn't, and I didn't forgot that he was there until he left. And then I was like, oh no, I didn't. So the rest of my set, I was just being like, oh, I didn't say hi to him. I feel bad. I don't know. I don't know what kind of
And that's time. Okay. That's time. So, just so we know, just so everybody knows, Manolo was so funny. And if you do get a chance to see Manolo do stand up, I highly recommend it. Like, if you see Manolo on a billing, please go. It is like better than you'd ever.
It depends
hope
on
for.
The show, though. I've bombed a few.
I couldn't believe how it was so good. I was like laughing. I was like, I know it's gonna be funny. But then I was like, it was so funny. It was so good.
I don't know.
I was truly, like, on cloud nine.
Oh, that's nice.
It was so funny.
Well, good luck. It's your like other show was good, too.
You were great on that, too. That was a wild thing that we learned about you.
It wasn't. I thought you knew that.
Manolo
told you.
Manolo spends 10 minutes. Well, I don't want to say your information.
No, please. I want to see if you remember.
Manolo spends 10 minutes in front of a red light every morning.
It's,
for skin?
It's part red and part near infrared.
Yeah, and it's wild. I
it's
didn't know about
overall
this.
Overall health.
Manolo has a crazy morning every morning, like really detailed, healthy morning.
I try to make it healthy. And then, like, on top of that, like, if I have to report to a location, like, at, like, 9 or 7 or whatever, instead of being like, oh, I'm just going to roll out of bed and eat a snack and head out, I start the morning even earlier, so, like, I would wake up at 5 if I have to, because I need that long morning.
I never knew. And it's, like, really
eye-opening.
I feel
like I've told you.
No, I loved hearing about it. Mm. I have the exact opposite morning of you, and look at me, a freaking wreck.
Yeah, but you're successful.
No,
you're more successful.
I'm a freaking wreck.
Oh, man. Well, okay.
Do you know how many rashes I found out I had?
Really? No. I assumed that you were riddled with rashes. I just assumed that the first time we met. After you left, I was like, that's a rash girl.
I am a rash girl. That's my license plate.
No, the reason I do that, all that, the light stuff is because I have like eczema and stuff. So I have to make sure I'm on top of it.
I have 3 rashes right now. Yeah. And I just stepped in an anthill and I got bit by ants.
What were you doing in the city?
No, I was in the other city stepping on anthills.
Like a hike?
Getting bit up. I got bit up because they said, don't ruin our home. I said, I'm so sorry.
Having a picnic?
No. Yeah, right. Like, I'd eat outside.
All right, you're a rash girl.
I'm a rash girl. Okay, that's it.
Ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe. Joe Firestone. Do you want to play games that you win at home? But you need to know. It's Dr. Game Show, ooh, Game Show, ooh.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.